The mediator traveled to Juba, I understand, met the president and other stakeholders. But unfortunately, the first vice president was not consulted. You know, the Rome talks, the SPLM IO is also a stakeholder. We were the ones who made the proposal to San Egidio when we visited the Pope. We made the proposal of having an inclusive peace. And this is how the forum came about. But now, with the talks moving to Nairobi and the mediator traveling to Juba, meeting the president and other stakeholders, minus meeting the first vice president, who is a key partner in this process, is a very big setback on the talks.
The meeting that's supposed to be held is with the holdout, is that correct?
Yeah, it's with the holdout group. But remember, the Artigonu is a collection of parties, and they have a delegation of the Artigonu, which includes all the parties. But now the mediator traveled to Juba, met the president and other stakeholders, understand, also met Tabande Ngai and Hissein Abdelbaghi, but did not meet the first vice president.
So if the talks take place, whatever decision is reached, will it impact the thinking of the first vice president?
We in the Artigonu is one delegation. But you remember, Artigonu is formed on the basis of collegial collaboration. On very pertinent issue like the Rome talks process, which is ongoing in Nairobi, you expect the views of all the parties to be represented. So if the mediator was serious and cognizant of this fact, he should have gone not only to meet the president and the other vice presidents, but he should have also met the first vice president, who is the main stakeholder in the Artigonu and also in this process.